You're listening to the Social Media Show, sponsored by NILC, a training company providing over 500 business, IT and project management training courses. I'm your host, Jonathan Pollinger, and I'm a social media trainer. In each week's episode of this podcast, I chat with an inspiring personality from the world of business or social media. As well as listening to the podcast, you can watch the show live on Mondays at 9 a.m. on my Facebook page at facebook.com/PollingerSocial, where you can also catch the replay.
Hello and welcome to episode 23 of the Social Media Show. In this week's show, I chat with Hannah Jones, runner and Instagrammer. I hope you enjoy the show.
Hello and good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Social Media Show. Great to have you watching live with us today or watching the replay, or perhaps you're listening to the podcast. And a big welcome to Hannah Jones, who looks like you're doing an outside broadcast for us today, Hannah.
Yeah, I'm on location.
I know you're very busy, so thank you very much for your time, and congratulations on your recent engagement. Very exciting. So
thank you. Brilliant.
Okay, so looking forward to talking to you today mainly about Instagram and running. So kicking off with Instagram, what is it that really sort of attracts you to Instagram? What do you enjoy about it?
That's a good question. I think part of the answer is in the name, the instant nature of Instagram. It's kind of all about capturing a moment or a feeling or a thought right there and then when you're in it,
and
being able to push it out there and then without any sort of boundaries. You can say what you want, which can probably sometimes be a dangerous thing, but that combined.
Yeah, I mean, on that, just sort of stopping you there. I mean, that's one thing that sort of strikes me with your account. It is kind of like very close to the heart, should we say? It's very authentic. It is just you. It's totally unfiltered, isn't it? So I think that's what makes it good for the viewers, for sure.
That's good. That's good to hear, actually. It's not to say that I don't sort of think carefully about what I write and how I structure it and what I'm saying, but it is very much from the heart and truthful and honest. And I try and capture a mood or a mindset that I might have noticed in myself, and then explain to people, here's what I'm feeling and why I think I'm feeling it and what I feel about the way I'm feeling, particularly when it comes to running.
Yeah, because there's plenty of runners out there, and you are, you know, most of the time, I would say, very sort of like inspirational, go, 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 let's get out there, everybody, and that sort of very positive attitude. But then, like all of us runners, there are times when you don't want to run, and you're quite honest about that as well. So, and I think sometimes you do manage, most of the time, I think you manage to get out there despite those negative vibes. But you're letting everybody know how you feel, which is quite interesting, even if it isn't, you know, like 100%.
Yeah, I think that's the whole essence of what I try and be like online, is honest. And there's so many accounts that even I follow that are so incessantly positive that I think they become a little unrelatable. You know, I don't really feel like going for a run today, and I can't relate to that constantly feeling happy and constantly feeling motivated. So I'm trying to show that, do you know what, sometimes you can feel a bit naff, or you can feel like you don't want to do it, and that doesn't necessarily have to stop you doing it. You can still do it. Still put your daps on and go out for a run when you don't feel like it, but equally, if you don't, that's all right as well. If you just want to have a day off, that's fine. Just, you know, listen to how you're feeling and respond to it.
So at the moment, I think you're doing 100 miles in 10 races, is that right? Hashtag Hannah's Run 100. Tell us about that. How's that going, and what does it involve?
Really well. So about this time every year, I start thinking about New Year's resolutions for the coming year. And a few years ago, I realised that I was stuck in this trap that I think a lot of people get stuck in, of giving something up. So I want to lose weight, so I'll give up food, or I want to drink less alcohol, so I'll give up drinking wine on the weekends or whatever, which seemed a bit sort of counterintuitive and negative. So I flipped it on its head, and every year now I try and do something. So the first one was I'm going to run a marathon. And this time last year, I thought I'm gonna level it up and I'm gonna try and give myself a challenge that keeps my running consistent. So I came up with the 100 miles in 10 races and picked, races across every month. So it took me right up until Boxing Day. I'll be doing my last 5 mile race with my dad. And it's really worked. It's really helped me sort of stay focused this year, and gives me a motivation that otherwise I would just lose. I'd just train for a race, run the race, and then have 6 months off. And what's kind of been born out of that 100 mile challenge now, when I got to December, I realized I was floating around about a total of 900 miles run throughout the year in total. So I've gotten a secondary challenge of, if I can run, I think it's 85 miles this month, I'll
Get to
hit
a
1,000
thousand.
a year. Yeah.
That's a nice
Right.
nice target. Yeah, good for you. And not really the as you say, probably quite a hard time to actually do a challenge like that when everybody else is off to their well, I know you went to one yourself the other night, but with the Christmas party season and all, it's not so easy doing getting the runs in as well, is
And
it?
it's
So.
cold and wet and dark all the time. It really is hard. If personally, if I didn't have a target to shoot for, I wouldn't be. I'd really struggle to get out the door.
Cool. So just going back a bit more on Instagram. So, you publish a lot of posts in the main feed, and you go into some sort of detail with your with your captions there, which is great and very engaging with it with everybody. And I think that really sort of works. Anybody that's watching this from a business perspective, I think you can learn from your sort of personal use of it there. What about stories? So you do stories a little bit. How do you sort of see Instagram stories sort of playing alongside the main feed?
To be honest, it took me a while to feel confident enough to use stories to sort of film myself speaking. I don't know why. It just felt like an extra step towards, oh, the real me. You're all going to see the real me.
So the video side of it was a bit daunting initially then.
Yeah, it really
And
was.
here you are doing a live video broadcast now.
How times have changed. Yeah, but I thought, oh God, this is sort of really personal now. You're going to see me talking in the moment about how I feel or about how a race just went. So the way that I've approached it is I use video stories on race day, because I think that is the time when I'm probably thinking and feeling more than I usually am. So I'll just take the opportunity to film myself and let it come out organically and tell people how I'm feeling. And it works really well. And it's actually been useful for me because a lot of the time I'm going to races on my own and you feel sort of some nervousness and some anxiety and some excitement. So it's a good way to feel like you've got a friend there. I'm just gonna talk into this camera and people respond to it and they tell you good luck and you've got all the messages coming back and you feel there's an element of support there because people are responding to the honesty, I think.
And it is sort of it is truly telling a story as well, isn't it? Because like you tend to sort of start off, I think, when you're like on the way traveling there, and then you get there and you have a look around and the warm up and all of that, and then post race as well. What about during the race? Because quite a few people have got these like head cams and stuff now. Have you thought about doing that to continue the story during the actual race?
I've considered it, getting a sort of body GoPro
GoPro or
or
whatever.
something. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much value it would add to sort of me breathing heavily and struggling. But yeah, I mean, it's something I think that could work. Just haven't come around to it yet. But I see a lot of other people doing it, and even without the gadget, sort of filming themselves on their phones as they go. Which seems to be good. It's just not something I do at the moment. I don't take my phone with me, see, when I run. I just have my watch and my legs.
No, that makes sense. Yeah, I think maybe you could do something like I agree with you, it might not work so well. So, but I think I've seen a few time lapses. They sort of work quite well. So maybe you could sort of like do it, but then actually work it into a story or some video afterwards. That might be an idea.
Idea actually. There's another app that I'm not sure what it's called, but it sort of draws the map of your race in sort of real time
Oh,
on
okay.
it, which is quite a nifty little thing that I've seen some people use online.
Yeah, that sounds good. And what about the other aspect? Have you used and I must admit I haven't noticed whether you do or you don't, IGTV at all. Have you thought about doing that, where it's a sort of longer video format over there?
Not something I've branched into yet. I think it took me long enough to build up the courage to do a 15-second story.
Yeah.
So going any further is probably feels like quite another big jump. But I think it's like the oldest communications thing in the book is that people respond to the structure of a story, the beginning, the middle, the end.
True. Yeah.
And I think that works with. Even when you look at a post, I try and bring it to a conclusion. There's a purpose to this post. There's an ending. There's a message I'm trying to get across. It's the same with Insta stories, just probably a bit longer form because I'm taking you through before the race, how I'm feeling, maybe some shots of me doing the race if anyone snapped them, and then okay, now here's how I feel now I've done it. And IGTV would be the same. Just you've got to. Think about how do you make it valuable and interesting and engaging with a longer period of time.
Yeah, I get that. And it looks like you've got a fan here. I don't know if you know Ross Thomas, but he's looking forward to your movie. So.
Ross is my fiance's brother. Sorry, Ross.
okay. So that's cool. How long has he got to wait then?
Long old time, I think, unless someone wants to string together all my Insta stories and make a movie out of that.
Yeah, I guess joking apart, I mean, if you sort of like look back on your Instagram or you did even in a year's time, there's actually an awful lot of content there, isn't there? So yeah, that's a thought. Have you do you do any because there's quite a few runners out there that are on either sort of like formal or a bit sort of more informal for sort of free gear and stuff, sponsorship arrangements. Do you do anything like that?
No, nothing like that. I've had a
Yeah.
since I started posting about running more and more. I have had a few sort of really small brands that I hadn't recognised,
Yeah.
messages and ask me, do you want to be involved in this or do you want to be an ambassador? But it's not really why I'm doing it.
No, yeah, it doesn't tie in with your objective,
So,
But
it's not something I'd ever say absolutely never, but it has to be
yeah.
the right fit, I
Product.
think.
Yeah, and the right brand. Yeah. No, that makes sense. Do you belong to any running club? Because there's quite a few in Cardiff, aren't there?
There are a few that I'm a member of CDF Runners, so they're
All
quite
right, yeah.
sort of informal, friendly.
Okay.
Social running group.
Is it quite a large one or?
Do you know what? I don't actually know the full numbers, but it's free, so they've got quite a lot of
Okay.
people who've joined, and you there's an option to pay to become an affiliated member, but it's not
Right.
pushed on you, so it's got quite a lot of take up because of that.
Yeah, because if you do that, I think you get most of the races these days, they do a bit of a discount, don't they, if you're sort of affiliated runner to a club. So yeah, that would have its advantages. And you do park run a bit, because I've seen you down at Grangemoor Park Run. Is that your local, or do you sort of like move around the different park runs? Because we're lucky, aren't we? We've got another two new ones in the last couple of weeks, so which is great.
Grangemoor is my nearest, and to be honest, one I like the best because it's quite small, a nice community feel there.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, the main Cardiff one's kind of like yeah, fine, and I guess sort of probably better for atmosphere, but it's just like so many people. It's quite hard work, isn't it?
You get a bit lost in the crowd.
And are you going to try the new ones, Tremorpha and Cosmeston Lakes?
Yeah, definitely at some point. I don't know. It'll probably be in the new year now. But I'm going to give them a go. I've heard horror stories about Cosmeston, though, being a bit of a trail run nightmare with hills and mud and all the rest of it. So I think you've got to go with an open mind.
I went on Saturday, and it was quite hard work. I think maybe a better one for the summer. But then I am a bit of a wimp when it comes to my running. I like flat courses, sunshine, and tarmac, basically.
I'm the
So, what's your have you got any races coming up? How do you do it? Do you sort of pick out stuff ad hoc, or do you sort of plan quite a long time in ahead? I guess for a marathon, that sort of takes some thinking about, because there's quite a lot of training involved with that, or even a half marathon actually. So is that something you think about quite a bit in advance?
Yeah, I tend to. I mean, this year I've run more races than I've ever run, in such a short period of time, and I've tended to have a few biggies that I've planned in well in advance that I know, is a particular distance challenge for me, or I definitely want to get a personal best at that distance or at that race, and I've kind of peppered it with other ones that I've put less pressure on. So coming up, I've got there's a 5 miler on Boxing Day with my dad, which is just going to be a little bit sluggish and running off some of
Christmas
the
excess.
and then Manchester Marathon is the next biggie, so that's
Oh, okay.
in the spring, and
Right,
training starts today.
okay. Yeah. Right. So that's already like entered up and everything. So you're definitely sort of like going for that one.
Yeah, and funnily enough, this was, I posted last night on my Insta, because I was just thinking about, right, my training plan starts tomorrow. Christmas hasn't even gone yet, and I'm having to start training for my spring marathon. And I wrote in the post that I want to run it in under 4 hours, because I've been thinking it for some
Oh, you're
time.
committed now.
The minute I put it online, that's it. I've said it, people have read it, I've put my stake in the ground, and I have to hold myself accountable to it now. So I find using Instagram quite useful in terms of holding me to account. I've said I want to
Yeah,
do something,
so
I have to
almost
work.
self-motivational kind of thing.
Yeah.
So with the training then, is that kind of quite ad hoc? I think I probably know the answer to this, or is it a bit more structured and organized in terms of, sort of like mixing up interval training and longer runs and sprints and that sort of stuff? How do you go about that? Is there an app you use, or something online, or?
I tend to just have a Google. I usually find quite good training plans on things like Runner's World, but I've been running for long enough now that I can tweak them to what suits me. So I'll take the best of it, and I know that it needs to be a mix of recovery runs and long runs and speed work and hills and the rest of it. But I don't have to rigidly stick to it, because I know how to flex it around my life, because I work full time and the rest of it. It's hard to fit in
It is hard sticking to a fixed plan, yeah.
hobby. And then I suppose following that, the key is, once you've written the plan down, knowing how strict to be with yourself and when to give yourself a break. Like, there's some days that you'll have a run planned in, but it doesn't happen. You're too busy, life gets in the way. You need to recognize when you're making an excuse versus when is it actually okay to say, do you know what? I'll do that run tomorrow, or I'll do that run on the weekend, and I'll just be kind to myself. So it's a bit of a balancing act.
I get you there. It certainly is. So I quite enjoy some of your highlighted stories. So I'm going to pick on you a bit here because there was one I particularly liked with I think you call it something like race fail picks, and that sort of like goes back to the honesty side of things because I've never seen anybody do that before. But where you're sort of like in the background a bit, or the pictures not not come out too well, all these sort of like runners in front of you and you're sort of in the background. I thought that was quite amusing because I think most people would just sort of like look at those. And then just not do anything with them, just sort of regard it as a rubbish photo, and then just forget about it. But it's quite interesting that you made something about.
I mean, I work in marketing, right? So maybe just the way that my brain is geared, but it's content. So you think I can make something of that? And in the spirit of what you'd call my personal brand online, I try and be honest and a little bit self-deprecating and funny and take the mick out of myself. So why not use them and kind of show this is reality? You don't always get a super strong, amazing looking running picture. Sometimes someone's arm's in your face. Sometimes they just get the back of your leg or whatever it is. And that's more true to life than picture perfect shots all the time. So I thought, yes, use it, share it, show it.
Fair enough. But talking of picture perfect shots, your shots and selfies are very good. Have you had any photographic training at all?
No, I haven't. All I try and do is whenever I switch my phone up, because I just take them on my normal phone, on my normal camera on my phone.
And do you think the phone's an important part of the quality of the photos? Have you got a good phone? I assume you have from the pictures.
I think so. I mean, I've got a Huawei, sort of recent model, and I just say when I'm switching my phone up, look, I use Instagram a lot and I take a lot of pictures, so that's important to me, as a quality of the phone, and just take the advice I'm given in there and there in the shop.
Yeah, I believe they have got good cameras. So,
It goes to show anyone can do it these days. Anyone can take a half decent photo because the text there in your hand.
that's true. So, just looking at the time, we've only got 5 minutes left. Can't believe it. It's just kind of like flown by. Okay, so tips for can I have a couple of tips? Can I have a tip for somebody that wants to get into Instagram? And somebody who wants to get into running.
Okay, so tips for wanting to get into Instagram, I would say think about your message and think about who you're talking to. So you need to kind of stay true to yourself. And I know that my message is one about sort of reality, one about inspiration, a bit of humor, and I try and stay true to that. And I think that's when I get the most success with what I'm putting out there, is when it follows that formula of what I'm saying and who I'm saying it for. So that would work whether you're a person or whether you're a brand, really. Just it's
True.
harnessing those key messages and keeping your audience in mind. And tips for someone getting into running, did you say? Set a goal. So it doesn't matter what it is, whether you just want to finish your local park run or do a race for life or run a marathon or run for 10 minutes without stopping, set a goal.
Good,
And then put steps in place to get there and just don't give up. Anyone can do it. If I can run a marathon, 3 years ago I would have laughed at the idea. If I can do that, just set your goal, stick to it, and keep going.
So it's only like about 3 years ago that you did your first marathon then, so you've not actually been running that long, really.
Not those distances. And running my first marathon was a bucket list thing, right? Just do one and then cross it off the list and you never have to do it again. And I accidentally became addicted. So Manchester would be
Fair
third.
enough. So I'm just going to ask you one final question, but before I do that, just to say that if anybody's got any other questions at all for Hannah or myself on Instagram, social media, running. Be great to hear from you. So just put them in the comments, and I can put them up on the screen or read them out for the benefit of those that are listening on the podcast. So yeah, questions do let us know. And if you're watching this on the replay or listening on the podcast, just head over to Facebook and post them underneath the replay, and I'm sure Hannah or I will check that out and reply to you. So yeah, we do welcome lots of questions. So final question then. One of well, let's put it this way. I've heard on the grapevine that you like an occasional gin, and
Maybe that.
so if you were to if you were to go for a G&T with any living person, who would that be, and why? It's a question that I ask all my all my guests.
I'm going to say a chap called Matt Haig. He's a writer,
Okay.
and a mix of fiction and non-fiction stuff. And he's just got some really he's not a runner. I think he sort of runs every now and again, but he's not famous for being a runner or anything. But he's just got some really interesting views on things like mental health and politics and the environment. And his Instagram is brilliant, actually. He posts a lot of quotes from his books and things like that, which are really sort of well thought out and inspirational. So that's who I'd go for a gin with, and also who I'd recommend giving a follow on Instagram if you're looking for someone else to have on
Yeah,
your feed.
no, will do. I'll check that out myself, and that's an original one. Certainly haven't had that one. So Matt Haig, yeah.
Hey, yeah, and his books are brilliant.
And talking of following people on Instagram, we want to get people following you. So that on the screen now, is that your Instagram username? I think it is, isn't it? So
Yes,
yeah, so if you want to follow Hannah, head over to Instagram, and that's the handle to look for. So thank you very much for being on the show. Great to have you here this morning. Really enjoyed our chat. Just to wish you and everybody watching or listening a happy Christmas. And I'll be back, the social media show will be back on the 6th of January with broadcaster and journalist Penny Andrews. So looking forward to that one. So a bit of a break now until the 6th of January. So Hannah, thank you very much, and enjoy your day.
you too. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the social media show sponsored by NILC. If you'd like to know more about how social media can help your business, organisation, or charity, please visit my website at pollingersocial.co.uk, or you can find me on social media at pollingersocial.